May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. We watch and hear on TV stations about the efforts made by our government and some governments in fighting the coronavirus, in protecting citizens, such as performing the largest number of tests, manufacturing millions of masks, planning to produce the largest number of respirators, and spending millions of dollars to support medical scientific research to discover a vaccine. We say that our prime minister and our government are doing a good job of protecting us and providing what we need during this difficult time. And we thank the Lord for that. But the gospel tells us that we do not belong to this world. Rather, we belong to the kingdom of God. And we are the ambassadors of Christ in this world. And here, I am asking, what is the work that our internal government, the government of the kingdom of God, if I can say that, did in order to protect us and provide what we need during these difficult times? Let me put a few verses in front of you that show what our Lord, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, President of our peace, and the president of our internal government, if I can say that, does for us and what he says to us. Psalm 91, verses 3 to 7. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that starts in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Luke 21:18. But not a hair of your head will perish. Zechariah 2:8. For this is what the Lord Almighty says, for whoever touches you touches the apple of his eye. Also, our government and some of the governments of the world are working to provide financial support to families, students, and others to confront COVID-19. The governments are also working to provide all food products to all of their citizens. And they are doing their best so that there is no shortage of any good. But the Lord also works so that we do not need anything. And he works so that we do not lack anything. The Bible says, Psalm 34, verse 10, the lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Psalm 103, verse 5, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Deuteronomy 28, verse 6, you will be blessed when you come in, and blessed when you go out. Our government and some of the world's governments say to their citizens that we think about you, and we will not forget about you. Your health is important. But remember the Lord, our God, tell us that the mother may forget her infant, but I will not forget you. Isaiah 49, verse 15, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. And the Bible also tells us that the providence of the Lord saves our spirits. Job 10:12, you gave me life and showed me kindness, and in your providence watched over my spirit. Our government and some of the world's governments also say to their citizens, we will pass these difficult times together. We care about you. And our Lord Jesus Christ tells us in Matthew 11, verse 28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 28:20, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And there is another thing that the Lord Jesus Christ gave us that governments cannot provide, and this thing is salvation. 1 Peter 2, verse 24, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. From these previous verses, and also from many other verses, it is clear to us that the Father works and the Son also works to care for us and save us. John 5:17, in his defense, Jesus said to them, my Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working. But does this mean that we will have no trouble, or that we will have no temptations? We may have a trouble. Jesus Christ tells us in John 16, verse 33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. And we may get into a temptation. Jesus tells us in Matthew 26, verse 41, watch in the prayer, so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We must maintain the presence of God in our lives. And we must remain united with him, whether we are in trouble or not, or in temptation or not. We should not hide a sin in our lives, and we need to always repent of our sins. If we keep a sin in our lives and do not repent of our sins, we will lose the blessing and protection of God and be separated from him. This is what happened with the Israelites in 1 Samuel chapters 2 to 4. The Bible tells us how the Israelites lost God's presence in their lives because of their sins. They were defeated in their battle with the Palestinians, and 4,000 of them were killed. Then they decided to bring the Ark of God with them to the battlefield. They thought that if they brought the Ark of God to the battlefield, God will be present with them and will make them win without thinking that they should repent of their sins. So they lost again, but this time 30,000 of them were killed, and the Ark of God was taken from them. The two sons of the priest Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were also killed. And after hearing that the Palestinians had taken the Ark of God, the priest Eli fell backwards of his chair and broke his neck. In 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 19, we see that his daughter-in-law, the wife of Phinehas, was pregnant and near the time of delivery. When she heard the news that the Ark of God has been captured and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she went into labor and gave birth. But was overcome by her labor pain. 1 Samuel chapter 4 verses 20 to 22. As she was dying, the woman attended her said, "Don't despair, you have given birth to a son." But she don't respond or pay any attention. She named the boy Achab, saying, "The glory has departed from Israel because of the capture of the Ark of God and the death of her father-in-law and her husband." She said, "The glory has departed from Israel, for the Ark of God has been captured. The glory has departed from Israel, and the Palestinians took the Ark of God because the Israelites lose God's presence in their life and did not repent of their sin." And we know the rest of the story, how the Lord broke the statue of Dagon, the god of the people of Ashdod, and how the Lord returned the Ark of God to the Israelites later. What I want to say is that we must preserve the presence of God in our lives and not make His Spirit sad. We must maintain a strong relationship with Him and always be united with Him in order that we do not lose His protection and the blessing. Our Lord loves it when His people are under His wings. When the coronavirus spread, many governments invite their citizens to return to their country and stay under their wings so that they could enjoy the care and protection that these governments provide to their citizens. That is why we too must remain under the wings of the Lord so that we may enjoy His care, protection, and blessing, and allow nothing to separate us from Him. Our Lord wants us not to turn away from Him. Our Lord wants us to always be under His wings and enjoy His love, protection, care, and blessing. Jesus Christ says in Matthew 23, verse 37, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing." And our Lord says in Exodus chapter 19, verse 4, "You yourself have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself." And in Deuteronomy chapter 42, verses 9 to 11, we read how the Lord preserves His people and looks after them just as the eagle takes care of its young. Where the verse says, "For the Lord's portion is His people, Jacob, His allotted inheritance. In a desert land He found him. In a barren and howling west, he shielded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye. Like an eagle that stretches up its net and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them aloft." Speaking of wings and eagles in history, the indigenous people see the eagle and its wing as a symbol of great strength, leadership, and vision. The eagle is often a symbol of the sun. It signifies inspiration, release from bondage, victory, longevity, speed, pride, and royalty. It's often an emblem for powerful nations. The Roman, French, Austrian, German, and American peoples have all adopted this image as their symbol. And many countries still use the eagle and its wings example, this is a Syrian passport, my Syrian passport. Did you notice the eagles? And soon I think I will have my Canadian passport. So just as many countries want their citizens to remain under their wings in order to provide them with protection, healthcare, etc., we must also stay under the wings of the Lord. And He will cover us with His feathers. As we read in Psalm 91, verse 4, He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. We now know that the eagle symbolizes what the eagle symbolizes, and what its wings symbolize for some countries. But is there a verse in the Bible that describes the wings that the Lord will cover us with? Yes, there is a verse. I will read to you from Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as the calves of the stall. This is what happened with the paralytic who was healed by the Lord Jesus Christ in the Gospel of Mark chapter 2. In it, we learn that the Lord Jesus Christ shopping upon him with the Son of Righteousness, forgave his sins, then covered him with his wings and healed him. Thus, in the same way, the Lord will do this with His church and loved ones who fear His name. He will shine upon them with the Son of Righteousness, forgive their sins, cover them with the wings, with His wings, and heal them. So let us stay under the wings of the Christ. Amen.
Amen.